And good Tuesday morning, live from the downtown area of Coffeyville. I'm KGGF Sam Speck, as we're joined here in studio by ICC Fab Labs' Jim Carell, as well as Joanne Smith with the Independence Community College as well. Joanne, Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Always great to have you guys here in studio, whether it's both of you or one at a time. I know we've both kind of done this before in different rounds today, so I do appreciate both of you guys coming down here. So, Jim, how you been? It's been a while since we've done this.
Well, it's been busy. You know, some people ask me sometimes what we have going on the summer at the lab, and we don't really take the summer off. So we're very busy during the summer. We have a lot of youth activities going on always, and we're kind of in the middle of some week-long morning boot camps, we call them, that we do in conjunction with Greenbush, the educational cooperative. And they come in, one of the most popular ones is one that we called Design It, Make It, Take It Home. And so that's the one where we let the kids make pretty much whatever they can think of that they want to make. And it's a pretty wild week when that happens. And then there's a couple of robotics camps thrown in. And so, of course, that's really popular right now. And then we'll talk more about this one in a minute, but in a couple of weeks, we'll be starting our STEM camp for middle school girls.
That's right. Yeah, many people think, schools, educators, summertime, it's the time off, right? Yeah, no, absolutely not, especially
Not really for us, yeah.
Well, tell me a little bit here real quick before we digress. I know the Lieutenant Governor is coming to town. I know you kind of wanted to hit on that a little bit.
Yes, the Lieutenant Governor is heading up a office they call the Office of Rural Prosperity, and they're having a tour. And I got a call from him one day and said, "This is the Lieutenant Governor." I thought, "Yeah, right," but it really was. So he asked that me and Tricia Purden at MAC kind of plan a tour for them to come through. So they're making, I don't remember how many stops, 17 or 18 maybe around the state, and I know that they're coming to this county. And this is the only county in this part of southeast Kansas they're going to. I think they're going to Garnett, but then other than that. So that'll be on July 23rd. And they're going to tour several things in both towns, including the Fab Lab. But then that evening on the 23rd at 6 p.m. at ICC West, which is the one out by where the Sonic used to be in Independence, in the big, what we call the Woods family room there. They're going to put on a listening tour, they call it. And so the public's invited to that. So that's 6 o'clock on July 23rd. And so we're kind of excited that they're interested in gathering information about what we could do to make rural Kansas more prosperous. And I like it because they want to see both the good stuff and the challenges. So, of course, we are presenting the Fab Lab as part of the good stuff. But we all know that we have some challenges in this part of the state. And so I am happy that they are willing to look at those, too, instead of just making it a total dog and pony show.
Yeah, and absolutely. And regionally, you know, it's an opportunity for, you know, many of the even smaller rural towns to make a short drive into Independence and have the opportunity to listen to it.
Right,
so,
right.
Makes it pretty easy with that. So when was it again? End of July here?
July 23rd.
July 23rd.
July 23rd.
So,
and I don't have my calendar in front of me, but I believe
that's a Tuesday.
Do all that stuff.
There we go.
Tuesday.
Yeah, it's a Tuesday. There we go. Yeah, I try and put them up there because I'm the same
Tuesday.
Way. I'm the same way. If I don't have things within my vision, then I completely forget them. So Tuesday, it's the one of the last Tuesdays of the month there, so the 23rd of July. Very neat. That's very neat. And, of course, coming up to that West Campus there, that is an easy drive for many, many people around, even in the smaller town. So, well, Joanne, let's talk about what you got over here. Obviously, we've got the STEM camp coming up. We'll get to that here in just a second. But, really, I haven't seen you in a little while. How you been recently?
I have been busy as well. Very busy. Lots
Absolutely.
Going on, and I just keep piling on. So,
well, I think adding a magazine to it as well could probably do that, and I think that's probably a good place to start here. Jim brought this to my attention. I had no idea, but now officially, I mean, are you kind of the owner behind it all?
I am officially the owner,
officially, as of yesterday, actually.
So I just recently purchased the Southeast Kansas Living Magazine and will be the owner, editor, publisher, do-all person producing the publication. It's a quarterly magazine that really highlights our corner of the state, highlights all the what's about what's special here, people, places, attractions, businesses, just unique things to see and do.
What kind of attracted you to take on? So, I mean, because obviously you've got, you know, other things and other things on your plate as well. What kind of attracted you to take it on? Is it the love for the SEK? Or, I mean, really
well,
kinda...
that's certainly a big part of it. But it actually was kind of a random, out of the blue occurrence. I was working at home one evening and got a text from a friend who had another friend who was the publisher of this magazine and was actually planning to move out of state and was needing to sell. Wasn't something I was looking for, but as it turns out, my actual college degree and what I studied was magazine journalism. And that was a good amount of time ago, but it brought me back to recalling, you know, what I loved about journalism from the beginning, and the opportunity to get back into it is just, it was too perfect to pass up.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and again, you know, with those, a lot of people and individuals out there, it's a learning experience as well, and obviously you've climbed these hurdles, but when you find a mountain in front of you, you shouldn't be straight away from it, especially when it's something, you know, that you did get your education for. It may have been 15, 20 years ago. My dad was in the same boat. He graduated economics and then went to be a salesman, and now he's finally getting back into it 20 years later. Sure. It doesn't matter, but as long as it is a challenge that you're happy to do and ready to face. So really, let's kind of dive into this here. We get a subscription here, but I've never actually really dove through one
of
the...
I might just throw in, for those of you out there that haven't seen the magazine, it is a very, very high-quality photo magazine. All the tourism people in Southeast Kansas, they buy extra copies of one of the issues so they can take it. Ever since I've been around, just extremely well written and high quality, and Joanne will certainly carry that on now that she's got it.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, to talk quality here, I mean, this is something that you would expect as out of a magazine, and even more. I mean, just very picturesque as well. Obviously, very informational. So let's kind of go over, you know, what we could find in here. What are I know sometimes magazines have different sections, different things and additives,
sure.
But kind of what do you expect to find in a Southeast Kansas Living?
Well, as I mentioned, just a little bit about what's special about our corner of the state, and to date, the magazine has been used as a real tourism tool. Mm-hmm. It's been used, as Jim mentioned, by the tourism agencies around the corner of the state to promote attractions and places to visit and fun things to do, staycations, if you will. And I love that component, and I know the readers do as well. I want to take it in maybe a couple of different directions. I want it to be a real tool for economic development in our area, as not just to highlight everything that we already have for our own neighbors to read, but I want it to be useful in recruiting new business and really featuring people, featuring entrepreneurship, featuring a lot more, just maybe taking it in a little more depth to feature everything that makes us special, not just the places to visit and see and do.
Absolutely. Well, and you know what I've learned here, because I come from a much bigger town of Denver and Fort Collins, and you know, with that, it's as advertised. You can go online, you can find exactly what you're going to find when you walk into the door of 90% of the businesses or whichever. Out here, it's a little different. I mean, not saying that the online presence isn't there, but at the same time, you know, you can walk into a door and have no idea what that business had done before.
Sure.
Or maybe they have a little back room where they do classes, where they do courses, where they do these little things like that. Or you know, when you pass by Independence Community College, you see all the signs for the college, but then when you drive back there, it really opens up. So some people don't have the patience to go and kind of dive back, especially with the accessibility on their phones nowadays. And I've learned that about these little towns. You know, you kind of do have to walk into the business, and to have you know, a magazine or a publishing with that, that's
kind of uncover
cool.
Those things that we either take for granted or never knew.
Absolutely. So, little diamonds in the rough. Well, with that, I mean, do you find that to be a little bit more challenging with it? I mean, to kind of go to these businesses and maybe, or not even necessarily businesses, but even expand your knowledge of Southeastern Kansas a little bit more.
Well, I'm looking forward to that for sure. I'm a native of Southeast Kansas, so I've been here pretty much my entire life with the exception of college. And yes, I'm definitely looking forward to learning more. But I've also been very fortunate in the work that I've done to make a lot of contacts and work with a lot of different businesses, organizations that have opened doors. So I have some leads on good things that I think will be interesting to the readers. So.
Absolutely. Well, again, and I think, you know, kind of this whole revitalization kind of act that we've had the last 6 to 12 months here in Montgomery County as a whole. I really think that this is going to help that effort with the businesses and economical development and kind of that whole basis behind it. And then also, you know, tourism.
It's all tied together. It's all tied together. And it's all important to elevate our area.
Well, let's plug it a little bit here. How can people get their hands on a Southeast Kansas Living? Do they have to subscribe, or where do they can find these?
Yes, it is available through subscription. It's a quarterly magazine produced each season, and actually every other year on the even-numbered years, there is a fifth edition that comes out, which is all about those special places to visit. It's called Adventures and Day Trips. Nice. So that fifth edition will come out in 2020, and there will be two more editions this year. There is a website. It's southeastkansasliving.com. And on that website, there is an opportunity to subscribe, or there's actually a P.O. Box 1126 in Independence. If you just send your name and address and a check for $23 for your annual subscription, then we'll get you on the list and you can start reading right away.
I mean, $23 for a full year. I mean, quarterly, that's a magazine that you're going to be able to use for a couple of months in comparison to some articles or magazines. You know, it's kind of weekly. This is something that you can hold on to for under $30.
Right.
And you'll get the full year long. So this is pretty cool. And again, what's that website one more time?
It's southeastkansasliving.com.
Easy enough. Again, Joanne, thanks so much for kind of really highlighting that. I'm really excited to see you continue on. Again, I never really dove through them by any means, but we've got the subscription here. I've always...
you'll have to.
Exactly. Yes. I've got...
pay attention when it comes in the mail.
I've got that mind to where it's like, if it's eye candy, which is beautiful pictures, things like that, then I'm going to stare at it. So I can't wait to see exactly, the challenges that you have and how you overcome them. So I'm excited for you. Well, let's talk, as we mentioned it a little bit earlier in the interview, about the STEM program. Joanne, I know you came in last year to highlight it, but it's coming up here pretty quick, and I believe you're getting pretty close, but you may have a few slots still open.
We do. We have about 5.
Okay.
And we're still open. We actually, if we get more than 5, we'll take as many girls as we get. But this is the annual STEM summer camp, which actually is more than just a summer camp. It's a full year program. So girls who sign up to attend our camp, which begins on July 15th, will also attend monthly workshops throughout the school year. So it's an incredible opportunity that is provided through the Verizon Innovative Learning Program, the Verizon Foundation, the technology company that we're all familiar with. They fund these STEM programs throughout the country for both boys and girls.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity not only to get exposed to fantastic technology, things that are, you know, kind of very evolutionary and things, but also to work around like-minded individuals, you know, ones that are interested in things like this. So we still got a couple of minutes here for parents out there kind of, not necessarily on the fence, but maybe don't really know exactly the STEM program. You know, it's been thrown around a lot recently.
Right.
What exactly is it?
Right. Of course, STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. And the whole emphasis of this program is to get more exposure for girls, and especially middle school age girls, grades 6 through 8. Those who will be going into those grades this fall are eligible. The camp runs from July 15th through August 2nd. It's an intensive investment of time. It's 3 full weeks, and we have full days, 9 to 3 each day. But everything is provided for the girls, and not only the instruction, but transportation, food. There are giveaway items or things that they take home, including a Verizon tablet at the end of the camp that will belong to them if they meet the attendance requirements. And we're going to cover everything. We're going to cover 3D modeling and printing, virtual reality, coding, and circuits. We're going to do some design thinking, and we're going to solve a problem. The girls will have a project that they will come up with on their own and will devise a way to solve, whether it's a local problem, something in their home, in the community, in society, whatever they're interested in, and actually showcase their work at the end of the camp.
Absolutely. Well, anybody out there that may be interested, Joanne, what's the best way to get their kiddos registered for it?
There is a registration link on the Fab Lab website, which is fablabicc.org. If parents want to check that out, they can find the link right on the homepage there, fill out the application for their daughter. and get it sent in. We'll get all the paperwork in line, and we do have a parent orientation coming up on July 8th. So it's important to get that in as quickly as possible so we can get you to that event so you can get all the details.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great opportunity.
Just throw in quickly, the camp is, well, it's on the main campus, and a lot of it's going to take place in the Fab Lab. So that gives us an opportunity to let the girls have access to some of the machines in the Fab Lab that they didn't have last year when we didn't have the room. But we have room for everybody, plus using some of the rooms on campus. So we're looking forward to that.
Well, again, that's Jim Carell with Joanne Smith with the Fab Lab ICC. Jim, Joanne, I really appreciate you coming on down here. Again, Joanne, I'm excited to see really where this goes and see how Southeast Kansas Living will evolve with time as well. Jim, I'll be excited to talk with you guys a little bit later on as well. So, Jim, Joanne, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.